Looking for your next Subaru? At Byers Airport Subaru, we give you options from start to finish. Browse and shop entirely online from the comfort of your home at ColumbusSubaru.com or stop by and visit one of our friendly brand specialists just by the airport.
During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, buy a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 2.9% for up to 72 months.
Whether you prefer to click or come in, we've got you covered. Your journey starts at Byers Airport Subaru. Come see why it's better to buy at Byers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/25.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everything is war. All of it. This idea that you can go through life as a man and avoid war is probably the biggest mistake that most men make. But sitting in the commute without losing your patience is war. Trying to find a way to escape your slave job is war. Keeping your wife happy and your children inspired is war. Training to become stronger than before is war. It is all war, and it cannot be avoided. And I'll tell you why it's war, because war is two opposing sides trying to achieve the same goal. Everything I want, other people want. Everything I desire, other men are trying to get. This is a war, and I must outcompete them. War is two opposing sides trying to achieve the same goal. Two opposing sides want the same land or the same influence over X land. And the car you want, the Ferrari, you're not the only person who wants it. The reason it's so expensive is because other people want it. The girl you want, the beautiful woman, everyone wants her. It is war. It is competition. Everything about life as a man is war. It is conflict because you are competing against the other men who want it the same. Which is why discipline is such an important thing. Which is why you must take the pain and add it to the concoction to become as formidable as possible. Life is war. This idea that you can go through life as a man and avoid war is probably the biggest mistake that most men make. Even in jail, it was a war for who could stay most calm. A war who could control their mind the best. A war for who could suffer the least. That is war. I was surrounded by people who lost their minds and I refused. It was a battle and I was successful. Life in and of itself as a man is a never-ending struggle and a never-ending battle. It is the constant of the human condition. Evolution requires pain. While others complain that they do not feel happy enough, I'm happy I'm struggling. I don't want to be happy. I want to be great. This is the beauty of life as a man. You understand? I don't care. I'm happy to be struggling. I wanted to fight. You wanted to win. I wanted to fight. That's the difference. You're concerned with winning. I wanted to just fight. And we're fighting. That is the beauty of life as a man. To be great. If you concern yourself only with being happy, you are once again acting like a female or a child. Happiness is fleeting. It doesn't even matter if you're concerned only with the hedonism of happiness. You're going to drink alcohol and go to parties and go to festivals and take drugs. I want to be happy. Who cares? I want to be great. I want to be great all of the time. And let me ask you a question as a man at home, genuinely, truthfully. Would you rather be a loser who's always smiling, a happy loser, or would you rather be a stressed winner? Because I'll tell you something about winners. Most of them are stressed.
We are stressed.
We're stressed. Putin is stressed. Genghis Khan was stressed when his messenger turned up after a four-week ride with updates from the battlefront of Iran. I'm sure he was stressed by what he read. Even if it was very good, even if it all looked fantastic, he started to feel stressed. Okay, well now maybe I need to go to Iran. How long is it going to take me to get there? Maybe we need to send more horses. Maybe we need to colonize Iran. He felt stress because the beauty of life as a man is to be great. So you have to sit here and ask yourself, do you want to be a happy loser that's insignificant? Nobody knows you exist. Women don't respect you. Men don't respect you. Nobody cares if you live or die, but you get to smile all the time. Or do you want to be one of the most important people on the planet with a little bit of stress? I am brilliant because I've decided to be brilliant. And if I have to sacrifice happiness to be brilliant, then that's fine. You know what the great thing about it is? You know it's amazing what God gives, how the whole world becomes full circle? If you stop caring about being happy and you start caring instead about being great, guess what you end up being?
Great.
Along with great.
And you know what?
Happy! You end up happy if you forget about happiness and try to become great. You will never be successful if you're concerned about being happy, so forget about it. I like to consider myself a wise old man, and I'm trying my best to encourage and instigate a revolution amongst the youth where men take absolute self-accountability and they believe in themselves and they take responsibility for absolutely everything. As a man, you are most formidable if everything is your fault. If it rains outside and you get wet, that is still your fault. Can you control the rain? No. Could you have brought an umbrella? Yes. You need to blame yourself for all things, the good and the bad. And by doing this, you take absolute self-accountability, which allows you to build a mental model in which you will find solutions, one. Two, avoid trouble, because you know that anything bad happens to you is your fault. And three, be the most fearsome competitor possible, because we're living in a very competitive world nowadays amongst the elites. The people who understand that you're living inside of a fish tank are trying very hard to get out. And you have to make sure that you can outrun some of them if you want to escape. There's an age-old adage. If a bear is chasing a group of people, you do not have to be the fastest one. You just have to be faster than the slowest. The slowest person is going to die. So as long as you're ahead of the majority of people, you stand a very good chance of avoiding slavery.
You've said a few times, a loser. What's the definition of a loser?
I think the universe is absolutely and utterly different. I've never seen anybody dedicate themselves to something completely and fail. I've never seen somebody eat right, go to the gym every day, train really hard, and not be rich. I've literally never seen it. The universe is extremely giving. If you actually try, and you actually want it, and you're actually not making excuses, lying, talking shit, you're going to get what you want. So when I see people who don't have what they want, I consider them losers. And this may be elitist, I understand that. But if I put myself in endless pain to end up where I am, it's very hard for me to have sympathy on the man who's free. You're avoiding pain. I've been through endless. I now have everything I've ever desired. You have none of the things you desire. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Because you took the easy way out? Am I supposed to look at you and go, oh, poor dude? No. You were a fucking coward. You didn't go through the shit I went through. You didn't put it on the line. So you deserve your substandard reality. That's what you deserve. You're a fucking loser. Because if you actually wanted it and you actually tried, you'd have it. You could have anything you want. Universe is super giving. You want a fucking Ferrari? You can have it. You want that bitch? You can have her. You can have anything you want on the planet. There's not a girl I look at that I want that I can't have. Hot water. That's my reality. There's not a car I can't have. There's not a house I can't buy. If I want to go to a yacht, I want to go to Antarctica. There's nothing I can't have at a man. Because I've decided to become this man. It's the same for absolutely every single one of you on me. If you want it, you can have it. If you're sitting there saying, oh, but I tried my best and I still didn't get it, you're lying. You try your best. That is a fucking lie. The universe gives it to everybody who genuinely tries. And I know that to be a fact because this world's competitive. We're all competing against each other. And the majority of people don't try. Like, I've achieved this amazing life and I've tried very, very hard. But it could have been harder. I mean, was it that hard? About 86% hard. It wasn't 100% hard. Why? Because the competition's zero. Everyone is a fucking loser. Yeah. It's amazing to me. Everyone's a loser. I can say to somebody, listen, I'll make you a millionaire. Do this. Oh, yeah, but, you know, the kids are home from school now. That's it. They're done. And then they'll sit and go, well, I really wish I had some money. You are a loser. I will sit here on this podcast, people will listen to me for hours, and I will say, listen, I have hundreds of millions of dollars, and I will teach you how to make money. CobraTech.com, I have a school, university designed specifically to teach you how to make money. I clearly know how to make money. You clearly like what I say. You obviously believe I'm intelligent and integral, I won't lie to you. And still, a whole bunch of people will sit there and go, yeah, anyway, next video. And then they'll say, can't afford a Ferrari, and wonder why. Like, they'll be confused in their minds how they didn't end up getting what they want. Because you're a fucking loser. That's why. And the majority of people are losers. And this goes back to why we were saying earlier how I know the elites view us. Because I'm from a council estate in Luton, a single parent household. And I've only been rich 10 years or so. And I despise losers. So imagine you're a billionaire born into a family, a lineage which has controlled Earth for hundreds of years. Imagine how much they despise us. Do you think they give a fuck about putting a bullet in me? Do you think they're gonna have any sleep at night missed? Do you think they give a solitary fuck about you missing your fucking parents' funeral because of the common cold? They don't give a solitary shit. Why would they? Because I already know how I feel when I listen to users complain. Because this is what happens at a certain level of competence and power. You just get to a point where you're like, I'm tired of hearing your fucking excuses. That's bullshit. And you become to a degree, yeah, cold and psychopathic. It's true. That's what happens. And I get it all the time. I get thousands of emails a day. Everyone I grew up with, people I know, I get it all the time. They'll message me, hey man, you know, just unlucky. You are not unlucky. You are a lazy fucking loser. That's you are not unlucky. You're breathing. You're lucky. The unlucky ones are gone. You're alive. You are a lazy loser. So a loser is anybody who does not have everything they want at the drop of a hat. That's who I call a loser. Because I have absolutely everything I could ever possibly desire. And if I wanted something that I couldn't have, I guarantee you, we could speak again in a few months and I fucking have it. I guarantee you.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.